It is Memorial Day and summer is almost upon us. Time away from home, time away from our routines, barbecues, vacations, and food. Lots and lots of food. For many of you who may have spent the year reclaiming your routines and your healthy food practices, the thought of summer and all it can bring in terms of weight gain or regain can be a real stressor. So, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to mindfully navigate our vacation without obsessing about food and dieting. Welcome back to Health Bite, the podcast created for small, actionable bites towards healthy living. I believe your relationship with food is a window into your relationship with yourself. And in this podcast, we will explore how to redefine this relationship so you can not only achieve your weight loss goals, but greater mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And in the end, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I'm your host, Dr. Adrienne Udeem, and I am excited to share with you this week's bite. So it's Memorial Day and the official kickoff to the holiday season. Can we just start by saying that Memorial Day is not really about pina coladas and being poolside, even though that may be what some of us are doing? I just want to acknowledge that this day was created to honor and commemorate the people who have served this country in the most meaningful way. With their time, with their family's time, with their youth, and in many ways, with their lives. This is time that cannot be regained, having seen and experienced the traumas that come with this service. So, first and foremost, thank you to those of you who have served, and thank you to your families. So, perhaps you may have spent the past year fitting back into your routine and into your pre-pandemic jeans. Or maybe you haven't done so yet, but you fear that the summer festivities will inevitably cause more weight gain. And you may wonder, is there a solution? And of course, my answer is always, there is always a solution. So, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to mindfully navigate our vacation without obsessing about food and dieting. And as you may have imagined, some of this, a lot of this, is about mindset. Now, before you roll your eyes because you want the 5 steps not to gain weight over the summer, hear me out. Because even if you know all the things, and let's face it, all of us know all the things, we still may not do the things. Why? Why do we not do the things we know we should do or we wish to do despite our best attempts or intentions? And the answer is mindset. So let's get into it. Number one, set your expectations before you go. Okay, people, let's remember that this is vacation. Vacation. Vacation is about not following the norm. Vacation is about doing something that you normally don't do, not following your routines, your rules, your regulations, your bedtimes. So let's just accept that for what it is. And this is the important part. Manage your expectations. The expectation should be that you're gonna do things that you don't normally do. Too much dessert, a glass of wine on a Tuesday, a bread basket before dinner. And if we set our expectations, then we cannot be angry and upset when we see a few extra pounds on the scale. If we accept that there are consequences to our actions, and I don't mean the word consequences in a negative or punishing way. I just mean that if we're going to be indulgent, then we're going to expect that there may be a few pounds on the scale. And if we set our expectations that way, then we're not dealing with unmet expectations. We are not dealing with disappointment. We're dealing with met expectations. And then we can resume the task of returning to our routine and to our behaviors when we return. It's kind of like we don't expect to complete that budget report while we are vacationing in Italy. So why do we expect that we're going to successfully continue our quote weight loss routine? It's not going to happen. And if you don't manage your expectations, you're setting yourself up for failure. Okay. So number one, manage your expectations. When you set realistic expectations, then they can be met. Then you are not disappointed and you are not dealing with the aftermath of unmet, unrealistic expectations. Okay. But that does not mean we need to flip the switch and practice all or nothing behavior. Sometimes I think about this as literally a light switch. We're on, we're off. We're on, we're off. It doesn't have to be that way. Just because you're on vacation, it doesn't mean that you have to go out of your way to do and try every last thing, to partake of every bite, to partake of everything that's available just because it's there. A lot of times when we go on vacation, we say to ourselves, oh, I'm on vacation, so I can blah, blah, blah. And it's true. You can do whatever you want. But we can also be mindful. And when we're mindful, we may realize that actually, we don't actually want that second glass of wine. Or maybe we don't want dessert tonight. Or maybe we don't want to overindulge and feel so full that we need to reach down and unbutton our jeans under the table after dinner. We can be on vacation and still be mindful and choosy. I choose to do this, but I don't choose to do that. Because you know what? It really doesn't matter so much for me to do that. So ditch the all or nothing mindset. You don't need to be all on or all off. You can just make the choices that really matter. Let me reiterate that point. Make it matter. And if it doesn't matter, you can opt not to do it, even if you're on vacation. And that takes me to the concept of food FOMO. Sometimes when we see food, we feel like we have to partake. We have to take advantage of all of it, as if somehow, if we don't, we're never going to have that opportunity again. Guess what? Not every meal, or any meal for that matter, is the Last Supper. There will always be more. There will always be another chance. There will always be another opportunity. So don't feel like you must partake. And this phenomena of food FOMO is amplified when the food is free. Like if you're at an all-inclusive resort or on a cruise, the sense that, oh, this is free, so I have to take advantage of this deal, right? But is it a deal? Is it really? If we overeat and feel overly full and heavy, like we often do at a Las Vegas buffet, have we really taken advantage of the deal? Or have we done ourselves a disservice? And I just want to say that this food FOMO concept or reaction is a very human reaction. In fact, they've done studies to show that when we are faced with, quote, free food, like at a buffet, or when the workplace offers free food, or when we're faced with food in abundance, we're more likely to eat what we actually don't want. It's like a mind game. It's a psychology thing. So don't be ashamed of this tendency. As I'm speaking, none of this is about being ashamed, because it's all real. It's all normal. If it weren't normal, then I wouldn't be talking about it, right? So don't feel ashamed. Just be aware that this is a normal human tendency, and I'm not going to fall for the bait. When you're faced with that impulse to react to food abundance, take a deep breath, slow yourself down, and remind yourself, no, I don't have to. There will always be more.
Hi, friends. It's Dr. Adrian, and I'm dropping into your podcast to offer a love letter to you. I believe that our hunger represents our unmet emotional and spiritual needs. And by leaning in and listening to our hunger, we have an opportunity to hear our needs and to respond. I know this not only from personal experience, but from listening to the stories of hundreds, if not thousands of patients over the past almost 20 years. I have compiled these stories, including my own, into Hungry for More, Stories and Science to Inspire Weight Loss from the Inside Out. This book is not just about weight loss, but about life, and contains lessons that I know to be life-changing. If you don't believe me, head over to my website at dradrianudim.com, where you can obtain a free sample, or to amazon.com and check out the reviews for yourself.
Next tip is create a routine. So I know I just said that vacation is about not having a routine, and that's fine and okay. At the same time, we all know that routines are like bookends. They keep us contained. They keep us feeling safe. And while I still fully believe that vacations are for temporarily suspending and actually killing our routines, I also think that some routine is great. So maybe you commit to a daily walk every morning while you're on vacation so that you stick to some sort of routine. Maybe you remind yourself to start with a full glass of water before you sit down to a meal as a part of a mindfulness routine. Maybe you continue a routine of starting your meal with a salad so that you don't go for a bread basket as a way to maintain your veggie routine. Again, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. So think of a palatable routine, something that you actually enjoy if you don't make it unenjoyable. So my mind goes back to that morning walk. Most people will say, actually, I love that walk. I love that movement in the morning. It's invigorating. It makes me feel alive, awake. But we always think of that movement as exercise and something that is cumbersome or painful. So fix your mindset. And if there's something that you actually do enjoy without labeling it in a negative way, and you can do it easily while you're on vacation, it's fun and it's doable, then maintain that routine. My next tip is pre-planning, which means I don't want you to overthink, but we can think a little bit in advance. What can we do to make our vacation more aligned with our at-home habits? For example, are you going to be at a hotel? Well, maybe you can stock the mini fridge with some yogurt or fruit for snacks when you're hungry so that you're not forced to just grab whatever is at your disposal. Maybe you can pre-plan and have a breakfast bar or a shake every morning because you know that your lunches and dinners are going to be out and are going to be more indulgent or decadent. The point is, think about it. Come up with some kind of plan. And again, this doesn't have to be painful and arduous. It can just be as easy as a protein shake or bar in the morning, or having some bananas in the hotel. Think about some kind of pre-planning strategy that will help you not necessarily indulge when you don't need, have to, or want to. Okay, now I'm going to share with you the most important step. Are you ready? Dun, dun, dun. And that is The moment after. What do you do the moment after? And I swear to you, this is 110% the most important aspect of traveling and maintaining routines. So you went to Italy, you ate, you drank, you slept, you absolutely indulged, and now you're home. You're certain that you gained 1 million pounds. So now what? First of all, and this is really important, can we just acknowledge that we had fun? Who bleeping cares how much weight you gained? Really? Did you enjoy it? Did you really enjoy it? And if you did, good. Congratulate yourself for letting yourself enjoy and stay there. Really, I want you to stay there for a minute. Congratulate yourself for letting yourself enjoy. Now, don't catastrophize. Honestly, I don't care what you did or what happened. Maybe you gained 5 pounds, maybe you gained 20. It's not the end of the world. It's only the end of the world if you let it be. And here's the thing, it doesn't matter what you gained, because what really matters is what happens the moment after. If you catastrophize, if you make it like it was the biggest thing in the world that you had this quote setback, you will never get back in the game. How could you? You are too busy hating on yourself to do anything differently. This is why you blow your routine. This is why we gain weight year after year after year. Not because you ate pasta in Italy, but because you're so busy catastrophizing and hating on yourself that it leads to behaviors, to soothing behaviors that make you double down on your weight gain. And this type of eating, this type of weight gain, I promise you, this does not matter. This type of eating is not the kind that's done with joy. This is done with vengeance, with anger, with guilt, with self-deprecation. So please don't do that to yourself. Again, remind yourself that Italy was amazing. You did things you normally don't do. There were consequences, including having had a blast. And that you're not going to catastrophize, and now you're home and you're going to get back into your routine. And so do that. Your vacation is now over. You don't need to give yourself a week to ease back into it. No, you're back and your routines need to come back now. So first, I would encourage you, and I know this might be triggering for some people, but I would encourage you to get back on the scale. Burying yourself in the sand does you no good. It is what it is. Get on the scale, assess the quote damage. And by the way, in my experience, it's always worse than what it really is. We always catastrophize. Get back on the scale, manage your expectations, know you're going to see a number that potentially you're not loving, it's fine. Be compassionate with yourself. Remind yourself that nothing's the end of the world. And now get back to your routine. Get to the market. Stock up on all your goodies. Get fresh fruit, the veggies, the lean proteins. Get back to your meal prep. Make the fruit salad beautiful and palatable and inviting. Tomorrow morning when the alarm goes off, don't hit snooze. When that alarm goes off, get your butt out of bed and move your body. Get back to your routines. I promise you, it's all gonna be okay. I sincerely hope that you had slash are having, depending on when you're listening to this, a super fun Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you have some awesome travel planned for yourself this summer. And I hope, I really sincerely hope that you allow yourself to live it, enjoy it fully, And I hope that this podcast helps you do that. So if you love us, please, please head over to the show on Apple Podcasts, scroll down all the way to the bottom, hit rate and review, leave us a 5-star rating, and let us know why you love us. Some of you are emailing me love notes, and I love that, by the way, so please keep doing it. But if you really love the podcast, like you say you do, it would be a huge help if you would share that love in a review. Hugs to all of you, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week on Health Bite. I'll see you then. Bye now.